Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I don't know what that was. I'm sorry. I was just trying to do something out of the box.
What was the... Wait, wait. Was that the opening of the safe?
That was them kind of like struggling like with
the,
it.
Okay. You know what? It wasn't good, but I knew it. But the visual was there. I thought of it when you did it.
I was trying to do something new.
I didn't hate it. So...
I'm feeling criticism.
No, I'm saying it wasn't that bad. Y'all, we're going to work on our vault opening. Turn on timey. Okay.
This is Reality Gaze from the vault.
From the vault. Love
Season
is blind.
Season one, Love is Blind.
Y'all know why we're doing this. We can go all into it. But I feel like at this point, you know Love is Blind's coming on the 19th. We're giving you an advent calendar of Love is Blind Season 1. Enjoy it. And on October 19th, it's coming out. And on October 20th, you get the whole thing from us.
Only 4 episodes.
Well, whatever they batch
or out. Whatever they give out. Sorry. Give out. I don't know.
At the time, we've had a preview of 4 episodes. But I think that's what they're going to drop. We're not sure. We'll know by this. Hopefully it's episode 6. God, I have to edit
We're
this
really
out again.
Bad with...
Fine. Okay. We're going to jump into this because...
This episode was episode 6. What's the title?
The title... I didn't get the title of...
Is this Meet the Parents? Or no, that's episode 7, might Meet the Parents.
Yeah, that's Meet the Parents. This is when you're seeing people's houses.
Oh.
So this is like where we see Lauren and Cameron have their house.
Yeah.
They're living in bliss. We see like Lauren's house. Remember, we see that she's an influencer. Remember?
Right.
Like, this is that long ago. We were all kind of like, wow, we've never seen someone who's a content creator a lot on reality television.
And now we haven't.
So the mainstream. It's on 90 Day Fiancé now.
Yeah.
So that is what's interesting. Like listening and why is that? So much has changed in the digital age in the last
two years.
It's crazy.
2 years in like 8 months.
So we see that. We all, this is a conversation.
Oh God.
Where Amber is sitting on her Barnett's kitchen counter and basically tells him that
she's got debt.
She has nothing to show for except for a bunch of student debt. And this is the episode where we start to realize Barnett is actually an adult and not a fuckboy.
Oh, and this is when she dropped out of college, right?
Yeah. Like, she's like, I dropped out of college.
And she's still got debt.
But I have student. And he's like, you have the degree, right? She said, no, I dropped out.
This was a gooped episode.
This was a gooped episode.
We were gooped.
We were gooped. This is Sissy, producer Christina made a meme about this. This is the Jessica talking about Mark about the math conversation of how she does math about their ages and when she feeds her dog wine.
Oh, this is
the introduction of
this is
wine
way
dog.
Up there.
Who's going to carry into
this
many
is a
episodes.
Classic. Oh, it yeah. was in every single episode after that.
This might be, I think episode 6 honestly is one of the best episodes of Love is Blind. Because it was just, they were meeting each other. A dog.
Shut up, dog.
That your dog down the hall said, yeah, me too. I love that drunk dog. So.
The dog is a piece of shit.
Also, this is the episode where we hear about, I think this is maybe the first story we hear of Mrs. Word, my math teacher. And not even
God,
about.
The cosmic wrongness. It just hits me in my core.
Mrs. Word. But this is
your math teacher.
This is where I tell the sub story about the Ballad of Luke Word, her son.
Oh,
a Southern
God.
Story.
That was brutal.
It's sad. So we also begin to...
it's not a real place where you grew up.
No, it's not. we see the math conversation. But it's a really good Jessica Markham episode because she goes to his place first, but then she goes back to her place later.
Yeah.
So we remember Mark and his like college dorm looking place with his roommate.
Oh yeah, it was terrible.
We also get a very well, I'll say that for last. But we get Poodle talks about another Southern story about your cousin Karen, who married to two different men. Didn't go well for either of them.
Oh, my God. I told that story?
Yes, you told that story, and it was sad.
Yikes.
And you told about your mother's response, and your mother just said, I guess she's strong. Gotta be.
That's a really sad story.
So this is an episode chock full of Southern stories,
y'all. Do you know what the craziest thing is? She has a third husband now.
Oh, no.
She got married again.
No, an addendum.
And my mother is worried about
the new husband
right now.
Is he sick?
As of October 2022, maybe she's just cursed.
God. Y'all, you're going to...
No, she got married again.
That woman needs to just have friends. anyway, we also get... There is a...
She's quite negative about life.
Shocker, there is a scene where the guys play, I guess, are playing beer pong.
Mm.
Shockingly, there's a secret scene.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell we're punch drunk because even I was listening to this and I was going, this is going on too long and this is filthy. Like some of the things you said...
Me?
Just disgusting.
I don't corner the market on saying things. You can say just as gross. Trust me.
And lastly, this is where we get a very famous speech from Vanessa and Nick Lachey. I don't know if you remember this episode 6. So it's where they talk to them about like they're about to get ready to prepare for their wedding tonight. She's there's famous couples.
This was such
Bonnie
garbage.
And Clyde and Cleopatra and Ant. They go in through all. And we do a reality or 90 Days Theater.
Thankfully, they don't do this anymore.
They don't do this anymore. They've got rid. But it is classic.
They were barely in season 2.
In season 1, they took this show more seriously than now. Y'all were just, you know, it seems like in season 2 and even in season 3, they're a little bit in more on the joke. Maybe.
I think they realized they had to be.
They had to be. Anyway, y'all. A great episode is ahead for you.
Roll
Enjoy it,
Gary.
Y'all, this is early morning show.
Don't tell me what time it is.
It is early
morning.
They
don't need to know our lives.
You know, I was just thinking, y'all, we are busting out these Love is Blind. Poodle's going to need a good fucking after this.
Not after this, but after this this is all over.
Yeah.
After
we finish
all over
this
my
series.
Microphone.
Maybe it'll make you believe in love again because watching... Damien and Gigi or Jessica and fucking Mark make you think people are idiots.
Watching
and love
these
is dead.
Basic motherfuckers, I feel like anybody can make it.
Anybody.
If they can fall in love, it's fine.
Hey, hobo one jerking off hobo number two.
You know, that's beautiful. That's an expression of their love. Love is blind.
Love is blind.
All right.
Y'all, this is episode 6.
Episode 6.
Otherwise known as When Shit Starts to Hit the Fan.
I'm not even going to say
like
yet.
That that Tammy Faye Baker documentary with puppets. Then the shit hit the fan.
The shit hit the fan.
Anyway,
y'all, I'm Matt aka Maddie
and I'm Jake aka Poodle.
We should figure another way to say aka. I don't really like it. It makes it feel like we're deviants or like we're under arrest, like police are looking
for us. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Kind of sounds dangerous.
Okay, that's a better way to phrase it.
Everyone uses AKA.
Now I'm into it. Oh, mm-hmm. God. How many iced coffees is that for you?
This is just an iced Americano.
How many?
This is just one. I needed it. Trust me.
This is your first?
You prefer me with this.
This is your first one today?
It's my second cup of coffee. I only have one cup of coffee in this. If I start talking fast, watch the fuck out.
Watch the fuck out. All right, well, let's jump into this.
We're at a farewell brunch.
But you are still
My voice is still squeaky, by the way.
And oh, yeah.
So I sound just like Jessica.
Just like
what
Jessica.
What is happening?
And just to remind everybody, we're going to be doing our live show on Crowdcast.
On Friday. At 5 p.m. Pacific.
Discord can go fuck itself from the gaming coder that somebody wrote.
Y'all, they need all they do is jerk off all day on it.
We don't get it. It's confusing.
Cut to us using Discord about 3 months down the road being really happy with it.
And really happy with it. But right now, we're using Crowdcast, which is 4 times as much the money, but it's
Crowdcast, and it's very easy, you guys.
That's why.
I promise.
It's for old people like us who don't understand what...
There was a woman on the Sissy Squad saying, you know, I'm an analog girl in a digital world.
That's the
that
truth.
That is the fucking truth. Me
you
too,
know,
bitch.
If you're you send us an email, analog girl, we're going to send you a shirt. We deserve
okay.
it. Maybe. I don't know. We have a merch. Might not happen. We don't have time. All right, let's go.
I want to talk about that. So we're leaving today to go back to our lives.
A farewell brunch.
And everyone's like, first of all, if you've ever been at a farewell brunch with a table full of 12 people, you're going to wish you're dead. Because you're next to, unless you're next to like 3 people who are good time, if you're at the end of the table and you're with that one person who's not talking, you're miserable.
Well, we should clarify. This is not gay or drag queen brunch. That's everything.
No, that's fun.
That's fun. Nobody does, because you're just talking shit about people at gay brunch.
Yeah, those are good. Yeah, everyone's like, ooh, did you hear the tea at this?
Yes, this brunch, however, I've never heard the word amazing said so many times in a basic way.
And 80% of them were by Amber.
Yeah, this brunch is amazing. This breeze is amazing. Barnett's cock is amazing.
And they're all ready to they're all ready to go back.
They're all ready to go back.
No one, unless you've been in Cancun, well, you know what? They've been like sequestered from their family.
We're recording, just checking.
Oh, Jesus. And they don't have their phones. So that's probably the one reason. And they miss their basic dogs. So they're all ready to introduce the guys to their families. Mm-hmm. And Amber, of course, my favorite, is that bitch at the table is like, guys, I just got the most deja vu right now.
You know, sometimes I'm that bitch.
Maybe.
So I can't judge her.
But my thought was, yeah, you all had breakfast together yesterday. It was just like this. It was just like this, except there weren't cameras.
It's just like this. Literally. Yeah. Because these hotels
and
only,
the holograms of Vanessa
they only
Lachey.
Have like one place you have breakfast in the morning. Because
no,
in Mexico,
they've done this every morning.
Yeah, I'm saying it's literally the same place.
Yeah.
You're right. It's so true.
Yeah. Anyway. So Vanessa and Nick Lachey.
Lachey's pop up.
Materialized.
Basically, in case you didn't watch the show, just to give you what's happening now. They're going to move into so they're all from Atlanta, or at least they're somewhere, I guess.
They are not maybe all originally from Atlanta, but they all currently reside probably within the Atlanta metroplex, within an hour to 2 hours, you know.
Yes. So
that's not something they told us, though, guys.
They didn't.
It was very confusing.
It was, because they're like, I'm from Chicago. Oh, you're Chicago. Whatever.
Well, they have to say that now, because that way, because they all moved to Atlanta. It's like when people ask us where we're from, say, L.A.?
I never said
I'm an actor in L.A.
No, I say I'm from Oklahoma,
Oklahoma.
I live in Los Angeles.
And someone just says, that sounds sad.
It's true.
Lone Grove, y'all.
Yeah, it's like anytime Jake says, I'm from Pickens, South Carolina, black people just say, I don't feel safe.
That's true. That's actually true.
That's true.
Y'all, that's why I never say where the town I'm from, because the name is Pickens, and it's been made fun of a lot. Now, Pickens is a lovely place to grow up. We have a lovely old-style main street. If you're a white person.
Yeah.
That's very true.
If you're a white straight person.
Yes.
There we go.
It's a lovely place to raise a family if none of them are black or LGBT.
Yeah. But it's great.
God help you otherwise.
God help you otherwise. Anyway, they're moving into a neutral home. They're going to be able to get their phones back and all that kind of stuff. But they're moving to a place that neither of them had lived. But they're going to be all living in the same apartment complex,
which is kind of like a dorm.
It basically is a dorm. And then can we go into the Lachey monologue? Are we ready for that?
I think we're ready.
So the Nick and Vanessa Lachey, y'all, apparently the poet laureate for 2019 is working on this show now.
She had to do this so many times in front of camera.
So many times. This is a very moving speech about love. And so
you're going to have...
Would you like to play the role of Vanessa?
Yes.
Y'all, this is a 90-day gaze. Love is Blind theater. And scene.
Guests, you all have made it this far.
This is going to be the best marriage ever in the history of marriages.
I mean, have you heard about, think of the famous couples, Bonnie and Clyde. Think about Cleopatra and Seton and Mark Anthony.
Bert and Ernie.
These are people who have made it work under extreme circumstances, and they really became strong, and they succeeded.
But are they enough? Are you enough?
Love, .. Blind.
Blind.
Yeah, this whole idea. Insane. I always said this is the beginning of the people when Star Trek would go to a strange planet and everyone would be living really happily. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful here. Everyone lives in harmony. And you know that's not true.
It's not true.
Because by the end of it, everyone's going to be in chains and a strange blue woman is going to be doing a lap dance on you.
Yeah, exactly. I think that happened in Avatar in the deleted scenes.
And then someone's going to get shot with a phaser, and Bones is going to say, "Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor."
Sorry, I like Star Trek.
I do too, and we've been busy doing this shit, but I need to watch Picard.
I need to watch Picard.
Ugh. It's supposed to be good, y'all. It's so good.
Anyway, all this garbage, let's move on to the people.
Come at us if shitty CBS reeled you in with Picard and the Good Fight. Whew. Anyway.
Picard is supposed to be unbelievable.
I know. All right. So they do their little thing. Y'all, they're back home. They're in ATL. Kelly's in San Diego. So
for 2 days.
That.
The only thing I wrote about them was, Kelly's in San Diego for 2 days.
That literally is all I wrote about Kelly and Kenny.
And then Mayonnaise is just there at the house for a while.
Wait, are Kelly and Kenny even at the party at the end? They weren't.
No.
They weren't even there.
I didn't miss them.
Kelly was like, y'all, I've got to work. Kenny's like, hey, guys, I've got a spreadsheet I got to work on. I can't be there.
He's got to work on this month's sales numbers.
Yeah, you have fun doing beer pong.
He's in sales, and I bet you anything he works at a car lot. He just feels that way to me. Not in a bad
way.
I think they are both good people. I just think they don't belong on a show where they tried to create dramatic characters. They're I'm telling you,
they're not reality
restaurant
show
oatmeal. They are, you're like, what do I feel like? You know, nothing really bother my stomach. Something nice. I'll get some oatmeal.
And you know, honestly, I bet Lauren and Cameron are probably even more that. I wonder if they're pushing this.
They're a little perfect
narrative though of her meeting his parents.
They are.
Yeah, that's what I think.
She's a little quirkier
than
either of them.
They're the first, actually, so we can just talk about them.
Yeah.
I thought about that. Although we are shocked that, wait a minute, so Lauren is back together with Mark, and she's wearing the ring when we just had the conversation.
Jessica.
God,
am I going to have to correct you every time? At least you said Mark and not Mike.
Yes, every time.
We're not on them yet.
Anyway, it's just upsetting.
Oh, yeah, we are. Maybe we're not. Where am I?
I don't know. I'm just saying when they get back, they're on.
Oh, yeah, we are. We can talk about Jess and Mark.
Sure.
Because that's the first scene.
Yeah.
So they call Jessica's mom. And she had, of course, the only thing they have going for them is...
I'm like a gay who can't get comfortable on this
couch.
That's
me. In a
Y'all, we sat here for 5 hours yesterday, and we're going to be here for 8 hours today. I just need a sit and spin and a man to work me over.
Well, I'm going to opt out of that. So I'm going to sit back and watch you.
I sit a man. You're fine.
Point taken.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Jessica
so,
and Mark.
The only thing, and Jessica's talking to her mom, she's like, yeah, and he loves Italian beef. Can you believe it? So, and I wrote down, Italian beef is the only thing keeping them together right now.
That is.
Which may also be what she calls her cooter.
That she's holding over him from him.
Which he'll never get to
see. He'll never, like, he doesn't even probably get, like, I bet index and middle finger don't even get to go to... Don't even get to go to the Pink Valley.
The Enchanted Kingdom.
The Enchanted Kingdom of the Pink Folds.
The White Mountains.
The White Mountains.
That's a really good YA novel. You can take a look at that.
That is a good YA novel. R.L. Stine branched out into erotica. A lot of people don't know.
Stine.
he went by B.J. Stine for those novels.
Is R.L. Stine a man or a woman?
I don't know. I'm assuming I think R.L. Stine actually was a man.
Really?
I want to say yes.
They really understood women well, I feel like. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't remember those books.
Now that I look back, I'm like, it should be a woman because I read so many of those.
There was the Goosebumps, right? That was him.
Yeah.
Him or her. Them. They. Anyway. I was more interested in Anna Karenina.
I mean, the fact that you're alive here breathing and some young boy who played football named Ridley didn't beat the shit out of you, I don't understand. Anyway.
So they're visiting Mark's house. She, who stays out with his roommate and the roommate's girlfriend. First of all, this, you know, I'm just to bring this up again, because it gets kind of swept under the rug. Jessica's 34. And someone on the Sissy Squad went, Jessit 34 Ica. And that's how I'm always going to see it in my head.
I love that as well. I also loved, I've got to say, what did I see? I'm going to bring this up because it's worth repeating. Oh, fuck. It was just here. There, you guys, we have a situation in the Sissy Squad, by the way.
What is it?
It is. We have one of our sissies named Jessica is starting a petition for Jessica to change her name because she is fucking with the name Jessica for everyone, and they are upset. They are so. It's
so like we're afraid that it's gonna be like she's such a Jessica after this.
Yes, I can't find her last name, but
we have several of them.
We have several. So Jessica, just so y'all know, my first girlfriend was a Jessica. We
can
still
see
love
how
you.
That turned out.
Yeah, but she's sweet. She's not basic at all. We love y'all and we appreciate you.
I feel bad for y'all because you're dealing with a really, really bad mar on your name, not your last name. Like, it's marring your name.
Yes, it's probably the way we feel about gay people in Carlton.
It's true.
Where we're like, oh, God. Anyway.
It's the way I feel about little children named, little boys named Jake, because there's so many of them that I'm afraid it's going to be basic now.
You're like fucking lemmings. There's
I know.
So many
there's
Jakes.
A lot of little boys named Jake. My mom named me Jake. It was not popular.
Well.
Because she's like, ugh. She's like, everyone's named Jake these days. I hate it, Jay Bird.
She's basic before her time.
Boy, talking about someone who didn't ever want to be basic, my mother. My mother's like, I want my boys to have unique names.
Jake and Lucas are very common names.
Lucas is not a common name.
Well, actually, he goes by Lucas.
Yep.
That I don't know as many. I know a lot of Lukes.
Jake is not a common name for someone who is my generation.
Ooh, I knew a really hot Luke in high school.
Talk about common names. Look at the mirror.
Oh, no, I never said anything. But, ooh, that Luke was so hot. You know, Mrs. Word, who was remember I told you I had Mrs. Word, a teacher who was actually.
Her name was Word?
Yes, remember? Because she was Mrs. Word, but she was my math teacher. Isn't that ironic? Anyway.
These stories aren't real.
No, it's true. And then her daughter, who was saying in Oklahoma Kids, now owns the house that Rue McClanahan is from and does a bed and breakfast in Ardmore, Oklahoma. You can go stay in Rue McClanahan's childhood home. But anyway.
Are there people who travel there just to stay in it? What? I bet you there are gay men who do that.
Yeah, like three. And then her brother Luke, he was kind of like Cameron, really quiet, redhead, really quiet, kind of tall. He was like really broad-shouldered. Yes, he was so hot. You know, he's dead now.
Okay.
He is. He died like 5 years ago, aneurysm. Just went. Isn't y'all, that sad?
This is the way all Southern all stories, Southern stories end. Go.
It's the truth.
I told this
I'm gonna
on,
say a prayer for him tonight.
I think, did I tell you, I think I mentioned that we were going to do the podcast, but I think I forgot. My cousin Karen. Yes, her name was
you
Karen.
You did talk about Karen.
Okay.
But I don't remember if it was on 90 Days or on Patreon.
And my mother, you know, your
just
parents.
Tell it again
your
now.
Your parents always tell you when someone's died.
Always.
And but there, it's never the first thing they say. You know, so-and-so, blah, 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 had the blah, blah, blah
get
down
to
the
all
road.
Of it.
Had the Datsun that would go up and down the street, that gray Datsun.
Mm-hmm.
She's dead. Yep. No, my Aunt Karen, my cousin Karen, I'm sorry. Married a guy. Anyway, she had had two husbands, and they both died, and like tragically. And everyone's like saying, you know, she was with her boyfriend for a while. She's like, y'all should get married. But his family was conservative, you know, so they wanted to have a good marriage. And she's like, nope, I'm not married another one. And they got married last year. He up and died this year.
Really?
Yes.
Bless.
It's awful.
Karen's done.
I know. And my mom's like, she's strong.
She's strong.
I guess you have to be.
My dad.
All you can do is laugh, y'all. That's all you can do in this case.
My dad's wife does that. She'll say, hey, Matt, do you know Kevin Courtney's kin? And I was like, who? She's like, you know, he's kin to the Riggs. He's kin over to the Tyler. And then he's kin over to the Smiths. And I'm like, there's
it's
so
a,
many
it's a
kins.
Long story. And you're like, what's this going to happen?
Come at us if your parents talk about people's kin.
We talk about it. Yep.
It's a big deal. Anyway, sorry. Sidetrack.
Someone's this always is, dead.
Sorry, y'all. This is already more interesting than Mark and Jessica's conversation.
Anyway, she's going after him. She's finding every bit she can to needle him. She's like, brown on brown on brown? What do you mean?
She walks into his bedroom.
She's like, beanbag chair.
And she's the only person not looking at those sheets, not singing, brown chicken, brown cow.
That's a callback.
That's a callback.
again, this woman said, where's your brown chicken, brown cow dress? We didn't know that was a country song.
We didn't know.
I still believe that this woman really thinks it's brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah, and we played it on this Patreon,
yes.
Didn't we? I think we
Maybe
did.
Maybe we did.
We don't know what we've done. We don't,
I don't know what
where
day
we
it
are.
Is.
We know nothing. So, I just want to say, Mark's apartment looks like so many beginnings of the gay porns I've seen, including the big Bud Light bottles.
That's true.
I mean, think about it.
There's two bros hanging out.
This is guywithsweatpants.com or like fratbrosfucking.net.
Or Fraternity X. Y'all, don't Google that at work.
Don't do
whatever you do.
FraternityX.io. That's some shit. You think it's information.
If it's got .io.
It's like a freaky deaky.
There's no service. They're not service organizations.
They're
in one way. But
anyway, they talk with his roommates how cool he is. And Jessica starts, as Poodle pointed out, just telling his friends how she has no time for anything, including someone she's dating.
I work 70 hours a week. Okay. Let's think about how many hours a week that is. How many hours a day? So if you work 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's 70 hours a week.
So if you work, let's say, 5 days a week,
that's 15 hours a day. Is that right? I need a calculator.
Something tells me Jessica doesn't work that long.
Yeah, and if she does, what about that poor dog of hers?
Exactly.
Does someone walk that dog?
She just gets the dog drunk.
Let her on.
We'll
that dog drinks because it's lonely.
It's lonely. It's true.
It's and true. After it had that wine, it was like.
I don't know if we've ever done this on the Sissy Squad.
Uh-oh.
Or in our Gaytreon.
I recall it when I hear this.
But I know we don't solicit things, but we do. Can we start a prayer chain for the people that work at Jessica's tech firm? Because they hate her.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
Everyone who works
work.
With her hates her.
Like, there is some young tech kid named Curtis.
She's the Karen at her work. She's Karen.
She always makes him feel a little bit uncomfortable because she's kind of flirty with Curtis.
Yeah.
And she always says, I barely can do email. Yeah. I don't get it. Like, Slack makes no sense to her.
Curtis doesn't get the worst. The women at her workplace get it the worst.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Jeannie, who works right underneath her, who's probably her assistant,
yes,
probably sits in at home with a loaded gun in a chair every night.
And there's probably like a kind of like a hip lesbian coworker named Ruth, who gets offended every time Jessica says, "Oh my God, I could be a lipstick lesbian, right?"
No,
because you know
we would not have you.
Because you know Jessica says that.
Jessica's kissed a lot of girls.
She's kissed a lot of girls and thinks that she's like 10% cool. gay, but she's actually not.
She's 98% basic
and 2% whore.
2% Italian beef.
2%
low fat. So y'all, the big thing his roommates dish on Mark for is y'all, you know. What's one thing? What's my problem with Mark? You know what? I guess that he has problems washing big dishes. He'll put everything else in the dishwasher. What a fucking criminal!
He's an abomination.
They can't think of anything, and then Jessica's like, "I'm not doing your laundry.
I'm not doing.
I don't ever do laundry. I don't do my own laundry.
I don't have time to do laundry. Like Curtis has to take it to the spin dry place for me." And then Jeannie folds it, but she doesn't do a good job. So I'm gonna.
And I tell her on a daily basis,
every day,
y'all. This bitch is a total see you next Tuesday at work.
Yeah, I tried to slack her about it, and it didn't work. And I think they're against me. It's prejudice.
She is. She's also thinking that everyone is paranoid.
Against
everyone
her.
Hates her. Yeah. Oh God, I hate her. I hate her so much. She's right.
It's true. Okay.
Moving on to Cameron and Lauren.
Oh.
They're eating Greek food, and then they're talking about their pet peeves, too. A producer has just given a question to everyone.
Yes, it's true.
To start some dialogue, because this is going to a snail's pace,
and again,
the whole show.
Lauren doesn't want him to use her toothbrush. Okay, that's fine.
I can get it. I've used someone's toothbrush. It's not doesn't make me, like, freak out.
I've done it on accident. It doesn't make me freak out either, but...
Yeah, I've, like...
Don't pull over.
I've been sleeping with someone, and I've used their toothbrush, but I've washed it out really well.
Y'all,
does that help?
If you're gay, I mean, we do stuff with assholes. So, like, we literally can't.
All in a day.
You just lick somebody's butt for 20 minutes and then you don't want to use their toothbrush. Like, come on.
There's all other standards.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
So it's hard to find pet peeves. He doesn't really have any. She doesn't like to hear people chew.
Ricky Darting didn't like that. Oh.
Y'all on our sissy squad, y'all have mouth issues with things with mouth issues. So I'm not going to make anything
it's true. Clicking sounds with my mouth. I'm not even using a cough drop for y'all.
Not even using a cough drop. It's so, I mean, that's basically it. So
they go,
I mean,
to see his house.
They go to see his house.
Which is lovely.
Well, they see her house first, actually.
Yeah, and hers is very put together. It's she's a cute. Content creator, so she's got her.
That means she's a social media person,
yes,
y'all.
Yes, that's exactly that's what it means. That means. We're content creators.
We are. She's a social media. She lives in a cute little one-bedroom place, and then his place is this gorgeous home that's kind of empty, just ready
and
for.
And I was like, so when do I move in?
Ready for kids. I get, this is the first time. That, I mean, it's very sweet because he loves her, but you're right.
He's like, always got his hand on the small of her back.
Always touching her. And
I
not,
get it.
Not in a powerful, but like he's obsessed with her. But I get like, a part of me does worry, is this going to be too much? It's a lot coming at you.
And I understand
Lauren.
How women can be triggered by being, it's a power dynamic thing.
Yes.
Where they're always trying to like, kind of like push her to some place or he's always like guiding her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's his way.
I don't
him.
Think it is either, but I, at
yeah, but
all.
I consider her, I can see people having issues with that. So yeah, this is a big house. She's like, looks like a frat house, and it kind of does. And for a minute, my TV went,
oh God,
and then I saw what happened in the house before he lived there.
Oh wow.
Like a time machine that kind of, we kind of went black and white.
Because a lot of people don't know, Barnett lived there when he was in college.
I know.
And
people, who knew?
People didn't know that. Even Cameron doesn't even know that he.
And Barnett's like, hey, let's play some beer pong, y'all.
And Barnett's hanging out with like a bunch of bros.
Cody.
And
his best friend, Cody, and Rob.
And Rob.
And Good Time Rob. Y'all love, I love Good Time Rob.
And this really hot football player named Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson.
James Jackson.
Oh, so Jackson is like, y'all, if I make this little beer pong, y'all all got to suck my dick. And they're like,
no, I'm not going to do that. Bro, I'm not going to do that.
Makes,
that's fucked up.
He makes it, and everybody's like, no, I'm not doing it. No, and Jackson's and then, like, a deal's a deal.
And Barnett says, I'm a man of my word, y'all.
And then goes over there, and he's sucking it, and they all like, how is that dick, Barnett?
He's like,
pretty good.
Pretty good. Tastes better than Pudding Tang.
And then they all,
they all
fall in it like baby kittens trying to go on an udder.
Yes, yes, kind of like, or the way like penguins just fall off a cliff into a sea. And then, this is why Cameron doesn't remember this, but Cameron was actually used to being some freaky deaky shit, and he comes out of he's standing up on a dolly, and this young, cute frat guy, who's not really cute, his name's Patrick, he just rolls out, Cameron's standing naked on a dolly, blindfolded with an erect penis.
Uh-huh.
And so they just, Cameron just dolly fucks them all. So Barnett, So Barnett doesn't even know he's had sex with Cameron.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Anyway, but then they lost the house because they had a party and the police kicked them out. And then like three people lived there. And then Cameron bought it. It's full circle.
And then they bought it cheaper because they found a dead girl in there.
Yeah.
So.
And the circle, it goes up and down. And the painted ponies go round. There you go.
It's all full circle.
Round and round and round in the circle jerk game.
Yes, everyone loves the circle jerk game.
It's true.
So we found out that he's been in love before, and but it kind of hurt him. But he's like, but now I'm not concerned with you.
Well, he said it hurt him because there was questions and things that were just not right, and he doesn't have any of that with Lauren.
Yeah. We must protect them at all costs. if they break up, we're going to go into a period of national mourning.
National.
I will be distraught. No one can make
Poodles
it work.
Almost cried to them like three times already.
I consistently have. Can we talk about Amber and Barnett?
Yeah, not really a lot happened to them, but sure.
No, she's like, we tell people we're engaged. I got to put a tracker on your ring. She says these irrational things, y'all. Part of me thinks she would do it.
It's probably
cheats on her, she's going to kill him.
She'll kill him. It's probably good that Amber doesn't have a place, because I bet her and Gigi both, but I bet her apartment is so would be so messy. I bet there's shit everywhere.
Just like Playtex boxes everywhere.
Clothes everywhere. Makeup, like makeup just all over, because you know she likes makeup. Now, something that she does do, which... we're going to talk about this. I mean, Jessica does it too, but in a really fucked up gaslighting way. And we'll get to that later. But I asked Poodle, I'm like, what are people's financial situations? Like, they're getting married. So actually, that's the part I liked about Amber Barnett, that she actually, we forget he's an engineer, even though he's a frat guy. He's an engineer and he has his shit together.
And he has his own job. She basically told him in a very honest way.
That's the reason that makes me kind of like her. She's like, you know what? This is me, whereas Jessica doesn't.
I'd like to actually do this as a Love is Blind theater. I'll play the role of Amber and you'll be
Barnett.
Now it's going to give me dirty thoughts about Barnett seeing that secret scene.
Mm-hmm. Hi, babe.
So I guess I should tell you,
pretty.
You're just so magical, and I should
tell you that he's nipples.
We talked about before, like my home situation is like, mm-hmm. I'm kind of between homes right now.
Oh yeah.
Like couch surfing and I basically have an average credit score. It's average.
It's average.
450. It's average.
That's
anyway.
That's really.
I only have one credit card. But it's my makeup card.
What?
It's my makeup card. You know, makeup's expensive.
But.
I know, right?
Why would you?
And really, it's interesting because I don't really know how to do it very well.
do you know how to grocery shop even?
And then I've got some student loan debt, like $48,000. And I didn't really, how do you say it, quote fingers, but graduate.
You don't have the degree.
No. And I didn't really pay it. I haven't really been paying into it. Isn't it funny? Anyway. I'm one of those people, you know, like, I don't live to work. I work to live. So isn't that cool? Isn't that cool we found each other?
Should we just fuck?
And scene. Y'all, she gave away everything.
But this is why I kind of respect her for it. Amber is crazy, but Amber is who she is. She's not perfect, and she puts it out there.
I will say this about her.
I respect her for that.
I don't know if she's aware that those would be red flags to a lot of people.
I think she is. I think that's why she's bringing that up now, because I think we'll see some people probably will get fucking married and probably still won't talk about their debt.
That's probably true. Like, Damien has barely talked about anything.
Yes. And like, you know, Kelly and Kenny, they've had fucking spreadsheets out. That's probably why they couldn't go to the ping pong party. They're like, we have to talk about our savings. I don't even know what's in his 401k.
On day one, they're talking about how the funeral arrangements are going to work.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Which is so hot to me. So hot to me now.
So should we talk about, there was one more thing with Jessica and Mark when they go to her house and they meet her dog. So y'all, this house is pretty, it's very much her. The house has a decorating viewpoint.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's pretty. It's very like cozy Wayfair.
It is Wayfair.
But cozy,
I would say
like,
it's a little bit more upscale. I would say it's like West Elm sale rack.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But nothing really too expensive.
I do love West Elm.
Not the good stuff from West Elm, though. But not Restoration Hardware, because it's not.
No one can afford Restoration Hardware. You guys, if you have,
Don't make yourself feel bad because you can't afford Restoration Hardware.
I can't. But if you have Restoration Hardware and you're listening to this,
you should be our top tier on the Gatreon. You can afford it.
You should be our, like, our Gatron completely. Yeah, give us money.
You should just send us grocery gift cards.
Just send us cash
in
the mail.
Because if you can buy some of the restoration hardware, you've made it.
Like those beds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Those beds are amazing.
A restoration hardware couch, leather couch. Shut up.
I'll never forget. I was, like, dating this one guy, and he bought this.
Oh, is this going to be another story where you fucked up dating a rich guy? Just let me know. Just let me know.
When we were there one time, he was having something delivered. It was a big chest. He's like, I just love the look of it. He was like, yeah, I bought it at Restoration Hardware. It was just like a big treasure chest looking thing that he loved the look of it. Like, no, it's not really reasonable for storage at all. It's like, I just really loved it.
And let me say, they brought it and delivered. It's not like where you had to put it together. And they literally just brought it and set it all up and left.
It was one piece. I was confused too.
I hate you
anyway,
so
we're not
much
together
right
anymore.
Now. Wow.
So,
you know, you can't say I didn't
try. I get into relationships for love, not for money. Jessica really wants to, quote, reignite her passion, which I doubt it's ever been ignited.
It's never,
Mark, ever.
Ever, 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 ever been ignited.
She is gaslighting him more because she's decided she's going to put on the ring now.
You know, because she's like, I might as well get social media followers out of this. That's why, because she was like, she says, you know, when I was with him, something just clicked. And I was like, yeah, the other guy broke up with you. That's what clicked.
That's what clicked. Click.
She was like, click. Literally, it was the phone of like, we done, bitch. Click. And she's
that's
like,
the
oh.
door closing. Click. So she's basically also trying to like needle him. She's like, so what if I really poop and it smells really bad?
Oh, yeah. They
and
talked
he's
about
like,
that
what
earlier.
If it's a double flusher? What if it's like a... And he's like,
You know why she's saying that? She wants him to be appalled by her.
That's the thing. And she wants him... And I said, bitch, do you want him in the bathroom when you're taking a shit? Is that what you want?
I don't want that.
Anyway, so the dog... She's got this dog who's named after a football player. I'm not going to remember the dog's name because,
honestly... The dog's named after a football player?
Yeah, that was my... Because the Bears. We love our Bears.
Oh, gosh. Then she gets a glass of wine. Y'all, I'm pretty sure these are those glasses of wine.
They're big.
Where you can pour the whole bottle in, but it looks like a glass of wine. But it's like, it deceives the eye. I think a housewife
lots
was selling these.
Lots of full glasses of wine. Lots of tall glasses. Yeah. This bulbous glasses.
I kind of worry about her alcohol use.
Yeah. Well, obviously she's using it to medicate. So
she starts drinking a little bit.
Then we get a math lesson.
Oh, you know, I feel like...
The whole thing is 90 Days Theater.
I feel
like, sorry, Love is Blind Theater.
Are we ready for this?
I think we're ready.
Y'all, welcome to another edition of Love is Blind Theater. Jake will be playing the role of Jessica, and I'll be playing the role of Mark. Or if you are of Mexican descent like he is, his name would be El Stupido.
I just want to tell him to run. I know this was filmed a while back. I'm certain they're not together. If they are, someone needs to intervene. I guess we'll find out.
If they're still together, then then like his mother touched him. Like
I
something's
know.
Wrong.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
Yeah. So anyway, so here we go.
Hey babe, I like your place. It's nice.
Thanks.
Really pretty.
Thanks.
Pretty. Yeah. You look
hey,
nice.
Hey doggy.
Yeah, your dog's
cute.
Your
oh
dog's
my God.
Cute.
Anyway, I want you to think about this. What if when you're like 24,
yeah,
and I'm 34,
yeah,
and
yeah. Doesn't matter.
I don't know if you've thought about
all
it.
I see is love.
Like
we're so much alike.
When you're like 30,
uh-huh.
I'll be 40.
Yeah,
let that sink in. Just take a minute.
But okay.
And when you're
if we have
40,
a kid, they'll be. But the kid will be young.
No, when the kid is like 10, I'll be like 98.
But babe, I'll be 88, and I'll be there loving you and like supporting you and like taking care of our child.
I'm 10 years older than you.
But
and when you're 98, I'll be 108.
Babe, no, I'll be there.
I'll just be a floating head.
And you'll be dead.
Because you're fucking old.
Oh my God. Oh my God. My doggy's eating some of my wine. This is the dog's voice.
I love you, mommy. Please don't be a shitty person to this one, too.
You know, I don't know. And scene. I don't know if that's fully the dog's voice because I'm thinking, I think this dog is drinking because he's like,
I love you, mommy.
No, I think he's like, fuck you, mommy. I hate this house. It smells like Glade plugins. I can't smell my own food. And I think this dog is just numb. It's, even when the dog is laying on the bed and she's like got her hand on it, the dog is like, someone please find me.
Yes.
Someone please find me.
Later on, she kind of like freaks out. She's like, well, I just want to be your mom. Again, 10 years age difference.
Well,
no one's going to be your mom within 10 years.
So I understand that women freak out about this. And maybe this is an editing thing that we haven't seen because she says, like, he talks about his mom all the time. Which, women, come at us because I know that's a... We're gay men, so it's we love thing, our... We're mother's boys, but...
I feel like...
But this is what I was going to say. He brought up his mom in a way of saying... I have a really strong, independent role model as a mother. Therefore, I see you as a strong, independent. I feel like he was making that of, I see you as a strong, independent person, where she took it of, oh my God, that's so much pressure to live up to. You're comparing
me
to her.
There is nothing that...
Which I didn't see that.
No,
did you?
There is nothing that he has said to her that I can remember that is not supportive.
And granted, we haven't seen the editing.
Yeah.
But... I think we're probably right.
He's a good guy, y'all. He's a good guy. He's young, but he's a good guy.
He is.
He's twice the person she is.
He's stupid. Do you think he's... I think he's just more naive, right?
Yes, he's naive. But he means well. But he's 24. Yeah,
he's 24.
Y'all, and you. This is the thing. When you're 24, you got to grow with someone together. It's really hard to meet someone who's 24, especially when you're a guy and you're already emotionally immature.
Yeah.
That's why this sounds misogynist, but for a 24-year-old to date like a 24-year-old girl to date a 34-year-old man seems
like
a
20
lot
years.
I
mean, really, in emotional.
No, I'm saying to work the opposite way.
Although, yes. Ironically enough, though, it's like Jessica has a life experience, but in a weird it's. Well, Mark doesn't really have a lot of emotional intelligence, but neither does Jessica.
Neither does she.
So it's like...
But she has a lot more baggage. She's got a lot of baggage.
But I think when Mark is 34, he probably will be a somewhat pretty well-rounded guy.
I agree. I've got baggage. I've got baggage, too.
Oh, God.
More wine and beer!
Oh, Jesus.
Don't sing Lovey Boham, y'all.
Jessica, if you relate to Jessica any at all, God help you. But also, just so you know, if you relate to any of these things, y'all... You're living in fear because she is the personification of fear in human
form.
And
thinking she's making the wrong decision before
and
she's
always
gonna do
and
it.
And never being present in the moment and never trusting her gut. If you relate to that, look in the mirror because I'm telling you, you need to work out
and
your fear
And Barnett is the embodiment of there's an out. Because he's a guy who's going to, you're going to be a one-night stand for him. He's a guy who's going to kind of treat you like crap and at any moment can make you kind of feel the way you're already feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why she's attracted to him.
Yep. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about, and then we'll talk about the party, but real quick, what happened? I forgot. What happened with Gigi and Damien before the party? Where were they?
They
didn't go to anybody's houses, did they?
Oh, she doesn't, no, she doesn't, we just found out that Gigi doesn't unpack the day of.
Oh, and that's, her house is disgusting as well.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, disgusting.
Yep.
But decorated really nice and beautifully, but shit everywhere.
She's bonkers, y'all, but I love her.
I love her, too. She is bonkers, and I love her. You know what?
I don't think it's going to end well for them
that's
either.
That's the same thing. That's all I wrote for them was that's she doesn't like to unpack. But that's okay. They save it for later. Let's talk about Barnett's birthday party, y'all.
Barnett's big
Yeehaw! Birthday.
Yeehaw!
Woo! I like how they started the party, them all showing up, and then they just literally... Cut to in 3 seconds.
They got sloshed. Because I will tell you, just these people talking to one another and drinking is as dry as toast.
They literally just drunk Amber or Mark talking to, or drunk Amber and Mark talking, drinking.
Yes.
You could tell he's a little perfect.
He's a little drunk in this night too.
And he's saying to Amber, like, I mean, she's perfect. I mean, she's so perfect for me. We're like the same person. I'm like, oh my God.
And then I believe Barnett is talking to Jessica, which is never good, y'all. And even Amber's saying, it's fine. She can do anything she wants.
It's
and you know that, but Amber's got one eye on Jessica the whole time.
Whole time,
because Amber's a killer, y'all.
Amber is a killer. And Jessica basically says she's talking to Barnett, and then she says in the confessional that she says, you know, it's just I looked at this old journal and I realized,
oh God, this is how what much, I wanted to how slam much, her face how much into a I, wall,
how much many feelings I had for him, y'all. This journal was from last week.
It's an old journal entry.
It's not like she pulled up the cobwebs.
Oh, let me unlock this journal from my youth. And then, I was 10 years old.
10 years old. A boy named Barnett. It was a spring day.
He touched my hand. And I knew.
You were sitting on a couch in a fucking afghan.
With a blanket.
A week ago.
Wine drunk.
Wine drunk. Saying you thought you were in love with this guy.
And a really cute baby voice.
She
people have been losing it over her baby voice.
She really.
Yeah. So he, and even Barnett is saying, she's like, I'm just not there yet. You know?
Barnett is out on this one.
And he's like, well, why don't you say yes then? Why don't you say yes when he proposed?
She was like,
she's like, I don't know.
She's like, I was just coming off of our breakup. Literally, or
I was just coming up with that night, and she's like, literally used that as night. It was a really like emotional night.
And then she starts saying stuff like, she starts asking him questions. She's like, so she tries to deflect from her
to Amber
and Mark to talk about Amber and Barnett. Yeah. She's like, so
her whole life is you.
Her whole life is you. She's just so like, do you feel like you're emotionally connected? Say no, say no, say no, say no. I don't know if y'all could hear that.
I just want the best for you.
But she has this question like,
I just want the best for you.
Yeah,
Come on.
Do you feel like it's physical? I mean, are you sure that that's all? That's not needle, all that's
needle,
there?
Needle, needle, needle.
I mean, you know, I just think, do you want to revisit that? It was so confusing just a week ago.
And even Amber's like, can hear it. She's like, what is she like? I adore you. And she's like, bless her heart.
Bless, which is the ultimate Southern shade. So good for Amber. This is why I do like it. I do like. I'm liking
Amber. You know,
Amber,
I'm starting
more
to like
more.
Her more.
A bitch that opens a Bud Light in her arm while she watches some basic white girl come
wrote
for her man.
That down
I'm
as
like,
well.
You're my fucking people. You're my fucking people.
She's less competitive now that she's out of the pods.
Like, because she's feeling, like I said, I feel like she knows who she is, and she actually is feeling comfortable with Barnett.
Yeah.
I still worry about Barnett, but Barnett is clearly not into Jessica anymore.
Agreed.
And then, y'all, when you're so drunk and you need to just end a weird conversation, high five. High five.
High five.
So Poodle just high fiving y'all because we're method.
We're
in the moment. So then she walks immediately to Mark. And what does she say to Mark? What did she say to Mark, Poodle?
Oh my God, I need a drink.
No, but then she also says, I love you the most.
Yeah, I love you the most. Yeah.
She's a fucking whore. She's a fucking whore.
I don't want to overuse the word whore because for a lot of people I say are whores that I like them.
You know what? That's true. She's not a whore.
She's a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I use that word for very special people.
You're right. She's
Did
not a whore.
Did something just fall out of your computer?
Yeah.
A button? That is janky as fuck.
You know what? What are you going
to
do?
Then we're going to move on to Gigi and Damien, y'all. Lauren and Cameron are talking. And he's, you know, Damien has social issues.
Yeah.
He's not exactly the best at reading cues.
He's not.
This really bothers Gigi. Like, you can tell. And Gigi's just like a huge, like, vibrating nerve as far as an empath goes. That's going to be hard for them.
They're both very, very, they're literally right brain, left brain.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a good compliment for each other.
And I think, too, in social situations, Damien doesn't know what to do. And
if it's not sports, he doesn't know how to relate to people.
And when he's there with her in the pods, he could open up.
Yes.
But, like, with social situations, she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She's like, stop putting Lauren on the spot asking about their relationship. And so she walks away, and he's like,
what'd you walk away for?
It's like, true. I didn't like it when you were talking that way to her.
And then he tries to talk back to her, and Gigi just gets said, you're not letting me speak. You're not letting me speak.
Y'all, again, she's the kind who would stab him in a fight.
Y'all.
She wouldn't murder him Amber. Because Amber would murder someone.
Amber would murder someone.
She would stab someone, though. Gigi would stab someone.
But and then Damien calls and he's like, he starts going in. They start fighting about that, but
and
then
everyone's
they start
watching.
Go to deeper stuff of like, you're the kind that self-sabotages.
Yep.
You always do this shit. Which is true.
And she's like, there was a great, so she's freaking out. In the corner, Jessica's trying to watch, but she also wants to eat a chicken leg.
Jake rewound that like twice just to watch Jessica eating that chicken leg.
She's looking like, to the side. She's like,
she's kind of chewed on it like Mr. Ed. Like,
but she also wants to watch desperately.
She wants to watch.
Yeah, that I would like that to be my screensaver.
And Lauren is like, Cameron, we out. Let's go fuck.
Let's go fuck.
These people are weird.
Give me that big D.
She sent a text to Kitty and Kelly. She was like, you bitches missed a lot, but good call.
Good call.
Good call.
There was a great song at the end of their fight. And it was like, play me like a fool. You tell me you don't want me no more. Play me like a fool.
Play me like a fool.
Play me like a fool. And that, strangely enough, was by country star Vicky Skaggs.
Oh, Vicky. I love Vicky. Ricky's sister.
Yes.
A lot of people don't
know
about her.
That's what he says, but it's actually, I don't know if you guys know this, Ricky Skaggs has transitioned.
Oh!
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, Vicky Skaggs now. But he says she's his sister. It's just easier that way. Just
love Ricky Skaggs.
And they're
Skaggs
never in the same place, though.
Oh. Loved Ricky Skaggs. Great singer.
I support him.
I support
them. Sorry.
I support them
her.
Too, wherever they are.
Or whatever they want to be called.
Vicky Skaggs.
Vicky Skaggs.
Skaggs, is that's a country name. So there's not really much more that happens except for drunk Jessica gets into bed. Mark says, he doesn't even mean it, but this stupid comment of like
I love Gigi. She's my girl.
She's a girl. And he, but actually, he meant it like,
no,
well,
she's
a close
second
to you. Meaning that like, he's,
what the fuck do you mean?
Mark,
what the fuck do you mean?
Actually, I feel like Mark means this is like, Mark is a nice guy and
he
doesn't
does
want to denigrate
that.
Any women. So
yes.
He's like, she's great, but she's not you.
She's not you. What the fuck do you mean?
And the dog's just
like
going,
harpy scream.
The dog's
help
like,
me.
Please don't
help me.
No, well, please me. Don't do this to me
she
no
always,
more.
She always shows up late, and that's disrespectful.
The dog's Dr. Phil all of a sudden, y'all.
Dr. Phil all of a sudden.
And please. I'm just going to lay here and look at the camera, and man, maybe a grip will pit me on the head because she's passed out.
We finally found the dog voice.
She's come talking like this. I hate her. I know so much more about people than she does, and
someone,
I just sniff butts.
Is there an empty wine glass
around
I can
please.
Lick?
Please.
I need to self-soothe.
You know what? Just break it. I'll eat the glass. I gotta end this shit.
And then
that dog voice is gonna get me through this.
It's true. And then she finishes off with saying, Barnett, he's just so fucking sexy.
Oh, Barnett's so fucking sexy and hot.
And then
and he's like, oh, that was the first time I saw Marco. All right. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up. And then he goes and sleeps on the couch.
And she goes, babe. Babe. Babe.
Babe. I think that's our first Jessica Chandelier scream.
Babe.
Oh.
Babe.
Babe. And the dog's just going, it's more like this.
He's not
babe.
Coming back. Help.
Babe.
Help.
Babe.
Someone call the SPCA.
Please,
y'all, that's the show. That's the
all
episode.
I do is drink wine, y'all.
All I do.
I don't even get food. She keeps giving me a Cabernet when I really like rosé.
Um. All right, y'all.
That dog's name is Muffin.
That dog's name is Muffin.
I'm saying that now.
We are done with that episode, y'all. Wow. Thank y'all so much for popping into our Patreon. We've had a lot of you respond so much. We appreciate it.
I love a good pop in.
Be sure to check out the rest of the episodes. We're going to have the rest of the episodes, and then we're going to be
About our temperature gauge.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to talk about this now. Just so y'all know, the way this is going to work is tomorrow on Wednesday, I'm going to set up the live feed on Crowdcast. You should get an invite.
And I'm going to watch.
You should get an invite that says, like, hey, at 5:00, this will start in like 2 days.
Yep. And it's easy, y'all, because I could do it.
So, yeah.
I could look at
it. You just click on it. Some of you can download the Crowdcast app, but I actually don't think you
don't
have
to.
I don't think you have to do that. So, that's what they're telling us. So
I don't have it, and we could see it on my computer.
You know what? Crowdcast actually has a training on Thursday, and I'm like,
oh,
I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
So, if you get a message from me on Thursday now that says, just kidding, do this. Bear with it. So, moral of
the
story.
This is the first time we've ever done this, y'all. We're doing our best.
Y'all should be checking our social media and your email frequently about this because it could be fucked
up.
If
you're not in the Sissy Squad, check your email.
Check your email. And we've got, if you're not in the Facebook group, we are working on other ways for you to be a part of this community.
Yes, that's
well.
True. You guys who are saying, I'm not on Facebook, which happens. I understand
we're trying.
That.
We're thinking of some solutions.
We're trying to come up with solutions right now.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's take some temperature checks on these people. I'm going to go first, if I don't mind,
yes.
Just because inspiration hit me. For Cameron and Lauren, I don't even care where they are at. If a man tells me he wants to give me his house and have, when he said, I want to have babies with you, I'm like, stick it in. He is like, we are burning up. This is like Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire. 120 yeah. degrees.
They're on Venus for me.
Yeah,
they're on the surface like, of Venus.
Woo!
I'm just a molten like tissue. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm melting for them.
Melting for them.
Again, I will be devastated if they break up.
Mm-mm.
Mark and Jessica. We're still on the ice planet of Hoth, y'all. Where's that Saint Bernard with the wine?
I'm so thirsty. Where is Cletus? Cletus, where are you in the voice cries out in the wilderness?
That is a really obscure Advent carol. Anyway, y'all, they're desiccated and frozen.
They're frozen when their heart's not broken.
Frozen when their heart's not open.
Kitty and Kelly.
Who?
You know what they are? They are warm rolls from Cracker Barrel.
Not that good. But they're not warm. They're just rolls.
They're just rolls. You know what?
Because you're going to eat them.
It's not Cracker Barrel.
You're going to eat them because they're there.
Like, it's not Pumpernickel from Outback Steakhouse. Oh, I love Pumpernickel.
Y'all, you're going to eat the rolls because they're there.
It's definitely not Cheddar Biscuits.
Yeah. No.
They're like rolls from TGI Friday.
Yeah, you can pick or leave them.
They're good. You're going to like them with some
butter.
They're
not hot, though.
They're not hot.
They're there.
They're there.
That's the best thing about them.
Gigi and Damien.
They're Bonnie and Clyde because someone's going to get murdered.
Actually, they're the real version of Bonnie and Clyde. So I actually feel like they're if you're on Venus, they're actually just as hot, but in a different way. I feel like they're like on Mars. This is
Mars is not hot. Mars is very cold.
It is?
Yes, because they're past Earth.
Oh.
Remind me to buy you a map of the solar system.
Mars is cold.
Anywho.
They're Mercury.
Okay.
Mercury's
I think
hot.
It's pretty inhospitable. It's all right.
Hey, Siri, how hot is the planet Mercury?
Just a moment.
Is it going to tell you?
The average temperature on Mercury is about 354 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's very hot.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Look at that.
That'd burn off your skin. So, what about Barnett and Amber?
Oh, they're like, they're cooling down, I think, a little bit.
A little bit. They're still at the time
fucking alive.
Where you watch where they're that kind of temperature where that girl gets a knife and does knife play when they have sex. And it's kind of like she's twirling around. And the guy's like, I'm not sure I want to do this.
Not sure I don't want to do this.
Yeah, Amber's the girl who would have knife play, y'all.
Because nothing makes a frat guy lose his boner than talking about student loans. Because frat guys never want to talk about their student loan debt.
That's the truth.
Ever.
That's the truth.
Ever. So, yeah, I feel like that they're a good, like, 67 degrees.
I agree. A good something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like
that. That's about it for that for us, y'all, you guys.
And that's it. That's the show. I think we got everything. Oh, and I think, I mean, straight people be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, is there anything more crazy? I frantically Googled after this, does wine hurt dogs?
Everyone was doing
Everyone, I really feel like that's just the straight people be crazy. Because
white people do get really scared about wine hurting dogs.
Because gay people would never share alcohol with an animal. Because we won't even share alcohol with one another.
I get really upset if an animal drinks my alcohol.
Jake acts like an animal. If someone tries to drink, it's like...
I know. If someone gets my bottle of Stoli. Yeah.
That's poodle.
Yep.
Anyway, y'all, that's the page.
That's the show.
The Gatreon.
That's the Gatreon for today.
Thank you so much. We're gonna sign off right now, but don't worry. We're going right to watch another
episode
one, and we'll be back.
Episode 7 is back soon. Bye.
And remember, if you're a lonely heart looking for love, because we all are just lonely hearts. You know what I think about that?
And y'all, and if you're in a terrible mass-produced apartment complex's rec room and playing beer pong...
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.